Psalm 51 is one of my favorites because I think I can relate to it a lot. It's in one of it's in the wake of one of David's worst situations that he created in his own life, and he didn't create a lot of them. And it says in the superscript, this is a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. So after he had gone and slept with another man's wife, the prophet came to him, and that's what this psalm is about. And I think that's why it resonates. It resonates with me because God has taken great care to show me my weaknesses. Verse 1, be gracious to me, O God, according to your love and kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Cover them. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. It's not Bathsheba and it's not her husband. Yeah, they were a part of the situation, but he sinned against God when he transgressed God's covenant. So God, you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. And he takes a step back and he's reflective on the nature that he was born into, like we all are. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being. So look at the contrast there. And in the hidden part, you will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Isn't this beautiful? Blot out all my iniquities. Here's the request. O God, create in me a clean heart. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Don't cast me away from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing heart. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Don't want to leave this psalm without reading verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Check this out. A broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. This is the story of King David's life.